Hello, Francis L. North. Thanks for tuning in today. My name is Gabriel Lovato, and I am joined by Becca Brissett. Becca is a student athlete here at Francis L. North who plays on the softball and basketball teams. Today, she is joining us to discuss her love of sports, what she is currently doing, and where sports will eventually take her. Say hello, Becca.
Hi.
So, just kind of like what I talked about in the intro, today we're going to be talking about your athletic career so far. I've had the pleasure of knowing you for quite a long time now, so I've like it's
lived through it.
Yeah, I'm not like unused to hearing you talk about sports and what's been going on. I know right now you're in your basketball season, correct?
Yes we are. And nice, then nice. I'm in club softball, not for North, but
practice. You're in club softball? Okay.
Yes.
I got you. So tell me, recently, how has the basketball season been going at Francis L. North?
So at this year, we have actually been doing pretty well. We are ranked number 8 on STL Today. And then I think, or no, number 7 on STL Today and number 8 on like this GAC website, I think. Mm-hmm. And we are like 15-5 right now, which is really good. We are in a different conference this year, so we've been doing a lot better. But overall, we're having a pretty good season so far. Like, I hope we do well in districts, but we have a hard district coming up.
Gotcha. So for those who don't know, can you explain what a conference is?
Okay, so your conference is like the – so we're in, like, GAC South Conference – or something. And so there's like bigger conferences and smaller conferences. So the bigger ones are like the schools that have like the most amount of people. And so in the past like 2 years, our enrollment went down. So we went into a different conference, but now our enrollment is back up. So in the next like 2 years, we're going to go back into the harder conference of like the biggest schools. So like, let's say there's a smaller amount of people in a school. That means there's like less chance of a bunch of good athletes to go there. So that's why there's like smaller conferences. And so your conference is like your schools that are in similar sizes. So like in our conference, it's like Fort Zumwalt South, Fort Zumwalt North, Fort Zumwalt like East, and then everything like that, like some of those smaller schools. But then like the bigger conference is like Francis Howell Central, Francis Howell, like those big whole and those bigger schools. But so our district is made up of those bigger schools, but our conference is made up of some smaller schools. So we've been doing really well in our conference. We've played some bigger schools here and there. So that's been like our challenging games, but then our district is harder. That makes sense.
Gotcha. Alrighty. So backing up a little bit here, kind of bringing it back to the very start of it all, right? Mm-hmm. So currently you're in basketball, and I remember earlier this year when you were doing your softball season.
Yes.
Initially, what got you interested in joining a sports team? Like, so back up way long ago when you first
way back.
Yeah.
I honestly have been playing sports since I can not even remember. Like, we were always outside as kids playing stuff, me and my brother, me and the neighbors. And I think my mom just like knew I had too much energy, and she just put me in upward basketball and like when I was 5, I think. Mm-hmm. So ever since then, like, I was playing like CYC or something, like any sport, like every single sport you can name, I've probably tried it or I've done it in some way. I've done everything, and she just put me in to like get my energy out, and then I ended up loving it. So I've been staying with it ever since.
Gotcha. So specifically, what draws you to something like softball?
So I think what drew me to softball was I actually started playing softball a little later than what most kids normally do. So most kids probably start when they're like 9 or 8 and they start playing like t-ball and stuff, and I didn't end up playing softball till I was about 12. Mm-hmm. And in like the club scene, that's kind of like late. That's like when travel ball starts. Mm-hmm. Normally, and so like you've been building up to like travel ball. And so the fact that I was just now starting when I was 12 is kind of like that was pretty late in the game. Mm-hmm. And so I think since I haven't been playing it as long, like I'm still like excited to play it all the time and I'm not like burnt out. Whereas yeah. basketball, I feel a little burnt out sometimes because I've been doing it for so long.
Right. I got you. Is the atmosphere of camaraderie different per sport?
I would say like basketball is obviously like very, oh my God, like here we go. And then this, it's like back and forth. It's super fast. Like it's super like engaging of like the crowd. Like I would say like it's really easy to like get into because like there's always stuff happening where, mm-hmm. where softball, you kind of like have to know what's going on more and you have to like appreciate the little things. So I feel like it's hard for people to appreciate softball when you don't know how to play it. But I really like the bonds we have with our team, like when we travel together or something like that. Like that's what I think is a lot of fun.
I got you. So kind of moving into where you are currently, we kind of already discussed that you're in your basketball season or at the end of it.
Yeah, this is probably the last month of basketball, and then we'll be in districts in a couple weeks.
I got you. And I know here in St. Charles, we're kind of going through this snowstorm. Has that interrupted any of the matches?
Luckily, we've gotten all of our games in. It's kind of messed with our practice schedule, so mm-hmm. that's like the only thing. But if we have a snow day tomorrow, we will see if we play.
Right. No, that's definitely good. So what would you say is the best part of the Francis Howell North basketball team?
Probably the like best part, like the story worthy, is just how long like some of us have been playing together. Isabel, Kate, Han, and Isabel Delarue, and then me, we've all been playing basketball together since we were in third grade. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely like something. And then Emma Edding, we had been playing together since like fifth grade. And then it's just like all of us have always been playing together. So it's like you can kind of see it on the court a lot with us.
I got you. And you mentioned you played club softball. What's the best thing about club softball?
Club softball is just, I love how competitive it is. Like it's just so much fun. And then like in the summer, my schedule is just like jam-packed with softball. Like every single weekend we're like at a new park, like we're hanging out with our team, like we're mm-hmm. just getting games in. And like that's what I love about club, and I love like the relationships you form with like your friends. Like you get some of your best friends in like that short summer.
Right. And so like describe those bonds that you make on these sports teams.
Definitely some of my past teams, I'm on a new team this year, so I haven't like gotten the chance to like form those super close relationships. But I mean, I've met some of my best friends. You get so close with all the families on the teams too. Like my family and like my friend Rachel's family, like our brothers are friends now. Our parents mm-hmm. are friends now. Like we have like family dates. Like we just talk nonstop, and it's just, the relationships that you build with them like are what makes it all worth it. And I'm just so blessed with the teammates and the team families and my coaches that I've had in the past that I wouldn't change it for the world.
I got you. I got you. Now, moving on to like what you're planning in your future. Given that me and you have been friends for such a long time.
Right.
And I definitely know that you are currently going to be attending Webster.
Yes.
Play for the Gorlocks.
Yes.
Yes. So what made you want to pursue softball specifically going into college?
So I've always kind of known I wanted to do something in college because I cannot foresee my future without like having to go work out every day or like something like that. Yeah. Like it's obviously a motivation for me, and it's a motivation for like my grades and everything like that. So I knew I wanted to play a sport in college, and then I just kind of like didn't know like how to do it or like what sport I wanted to play. And then on one of my club teams, they were talking about getting ready for college and like what you have to do to get recruited. I was like, well, what do you mean I have to do anything to get recruited? And they're like, yeah, it's not easy. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I kind of like started wrapping my mind around getting recruited and like where I'd want to go and everything. And I didn't know like all of the smaller schools in the area, and I only kind of like knew about the big schools and like stuff like that. And so I definitely had to do a lot of research in everything like that, but I ended up finding Webster from a coach. So the dad was on our team, and he had an older daughter who went to Webster, and she was then the graduate assistant, and I played with her younger sister and then my other coach's daughter for a while. So, and then that's how I kind of found Webster and fell in love with it.
Gotcha. Now, as a last really quick thought before we go ahead and wrap this up then, what are you looking forward to most about being on the Gorlock team at Webster University?
I'm really looking forward to, it's kind of some of the reasons I picked Webster. It was close to home, and I really like the coach. Like, I've gotten to talk to her a lot, and she's shown interest in me for a while. And I'm really excited to play with one of my best friends for the next 4 years. Me and Lucy are both going. I'm really just excited to get pushed to the next level. I really am excited to kind of be on a team and like work out every day and create those bonds like I was talking about, just with another level and another intensity that I think will help make me like an even better athlete.
Great. Awesome. Well, thank you, Becca, for joining me today.
No problem.
Absolutely. All right. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Make sure you go check out the other podcasts that are on Francis Howell's new student journalism site, Francis Howell or FHNtoday.com. And also make sure to follow us on all of the social media platforms so you can see when new content drops. All right, Becca, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.